This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Juliet Jacobs with Tramila Gunnison and Tishiao Eek. So earlier we were talking about how gratitude can make you more altruistic, or at least it shows so in your brain scans. And now on to our second story.
Well, we all know that typical image of a happily ever after, right? Where a couple finds each other, spend their golden years together in blissful companionship. Well, as it turns out, men and women might just have different ideas of what this happily ever after looks like.
Yeah, recent research from Canada indicates that when it comes to older people who are single from the age of 65 onwards, men are actually finding resistance from women when it comes to being in a full-time relationship. I'm getting the giggles just thinking about this. So while many women in this age bracket do want male companionship, they don't necessarily want to move in with a man. And this is because they don't want the downsides that this live-in relationship would involve. Things like having to keep a home, being codependent, the daily tensions of sharing your living space with someone, being a caregiver, and also the emotional work involved.
Yeah, so because of all of these sacrifices, some women choose to not date at all or to not meet new people at all, while others are actually choosing to be in relationships but still living apart. So they live in their own homes. Yep. Now, to put a number on it, according to the General Social Survey in Canada in 2017, 72% of senior age women said that they were highly satisfied living alone. And this is in stark contrast to what men above the age of 65 said. According to a 2019 report by Statistics Canada, single senior men were significantly more likely than women to say that they intended to marry or that they wanted to find a partner. Now, we don't really have statistics like this available on Malaysia, but I just thought that this was kind of an interesting thing to look at trends in terms of how people are changing the way they used to think.
It's important to point out here that it is a largely personal choice that is driving this decision for the women, and not, you know, for example, the death of their partners. More than 68% of seniors living alone in Canada are women, and this used to be because of widowhood, with women often outliving their male partners. But now, however, the driving trend is actually divorce, and the number of divorced seniors living alone in Canada has tripled from 1980 to 2016, and a large number of these women are actually choosing to remain single.
So this issue was examined in depth in an article in the Globe and Mail. And the article cites multiple sources that say older heterosexual men still prefer living with a partner. So according to Sharon Hyman, who's a Canadian filmmaker who's making a documentary of modern relationships, she actually interviewed hundreds of couples for this documentary. This generation of older men, they need that traditional live-in relationship because their female partners meet so many of their social, emotional, health, and domestic needs. You know, just that's how it's always been. But for women, they have a wider circle of friends to rely on for those exact needs.
And they don't, I think as we said earlier, they don't want to be necessarily be the caregiver.
To be providing those needs
for someone else, right? And especially domestic needs. And while this particular research is focused on Canada, statistics from other Western countries are pretty similar as well. So for instance, according to the Pew Research Center in the US, only 15% of divorced or widowed women say they want to remarry, while 29% of men say the same. And in Australia, one in four women are single, and many of these are by choice. Looking at the UK, according to a study done in 2017 by Mintel, 61% of women say they are happy being single, compared to 49% of men.
Yeah, and of course, you know, one big reason that women are even able to decide to remain single is, of course, financial independence. You know, something that was afforded to most women only within the last few generations. And according to author David Kravitz, who is the author of The New Old, How the Boomers Are Changing Everything Again, these women have had careers and are not dependent on the men. So when they hit this age, they're not going to revert back to being their mothers and their grandmothers.
And another thing that is changing is the you know, the flexibility with different kinds of relationships. For instance, being in a relationship without getting married or without even living together. And according to research findings, this is something that many older women are opting for.
And many women of this age are also already familiar with the inequalities many marriages marriages and relationships involved, and so they resist getting back into that again. Social researcher Bella De Paolo, who studies new definitions of families in modern times, says that having a place of their own gives senior age women their own time to rest, to think, and to pursue their own interests, rather than being exhausted by chores and having to take care of someone else.
So to delve into this issue further, I have on the line Chai Senting of the Malaysian Research Institute on Aging. Senting, what are some of the differences between men and women when it comes to having relationships after the age of 65?
Well, social relationships in later life is deeply cultural and personal. So individual circumstances, especially marital status, personality traits, all these probably play a bigger role than sex or gender differences. That said, there are certainly differences between men and women when it comes to social relationships at different stages of the life cycle. It all really depends on the expectations of an individual and what they want out of a relationship.
So what are your thoughts on this particular research that was done in Canada? What does it say about the way women view relationships in their later years?
I think the research is providing a useful insight to an interesting social phenomenon. We do know that expectations of care is very different here between older men and women. At least for married couples, we know that husband tends to rely on the wife, but the wife usually has to depend on their adult children. So we also know as a fact that men are more likely to remarry than women. So if single older women in Canada are saying no to marriage in later life and they enjoy living alone, then perhaps this can be interpreted as a positive development. Why not? For their society, where older women have the choice or option and means to actually enter into social relationships on their own terms.
So what about when it comes to senior women here in Malaysia? Do you think we'd see similar attitudes?
We don't really have a lot of data on the dating behavior of senior citizens in Malaysia, but we do have a lot of evidence that older women are more active in some social circles and older men have their own interest groups. It might not overlap. So whether a romantic relationship in later life ends with marriage, that's a decision for the couple to make. Our society should be less judgmental on the lives of others, and their adult children should decide how best to be supportive. The older women in Malaysia, especially widows, have to endure a different set of cultural expectations. You know, the fact that we coin terms like andartu or bujang terlaja perhaps speak volumes about our idealization of marriage when it really should be a personal choice for life partnership. So with more and more educated women with independent means, I think gender relations will be more equal. And that is always a welcome development. I think just as somewhat of a closing remark, I think if we approach relationships, you know, regardless of the age of the actors involved, whether they are young or whether they are old or whether they are middle-aged, I think between men and women, these are highly personal decisions. And we should encourage a couple to think through, you know, what they want out of a relationship, where they think it should be going, and put in the effort to make it work. I mean, nobody says a relationship will always be easy and great, and just because you have a marriage and everything will be fine from that point onwards. So I think these are the things that we should educate the public about, not just because it's part of a marriage license course or training or whatsoever, but as part of an understanding of, you know, what does it take to be in a relationship, you know, whether you are a man or a woman, you know, and what are the kind of reciprocity that you are putting, the kind of effort that you are putting into a relationship which makes you think that it's worthwhile, it's worth the relationship. I think that's more important.
That was Chai Sin Thing of the Malaysian Research Institute on Aging.
And a bit of quite a discourse on relationships in general as well, isn't it? And, you know, coming back to the point of our story, a final aspect of all this is actually the impact of, the choice of these women's choices on men. As more women in their older age choose to have independent lives, what the research uncovered was that more senior men are likely to struggle with loneliness since, you know, nobody wants to be with them. Struggle with living alone because they had previously over-relied on their spouse for their domestic and emotional needs.
So I found it really interesting when Sinting talked about how perhaps in Malaysia we may not yet have come to that point of women necessarily thinking that it's okay to have, these sort of living on their own spaces kind of relationships, especially women above the age of 65. However, I don't think that the dynamics are that different, because he points out how, in many marriages, when it comes to things like caregiving, for instance, the husband is cared for by the aged female spouse. However, the reverse is not always true. Where for her needs, she often has to turn to her children or other relatives. That is already such an
imbalance.
It's such an unequal dynamic. Mm-hmm. And personally, I mean, I am single, so I don't know whether there's a certain amount of bias here, but I am thinking that if I were at that age and if I had that financial freedom, would I choose to get back into that dynamic? I'm not sure myself. I don't think I would.
I've been biting my tongue, but I think I must say, I mean, I'm in that situation now, right? So I'm married. And, you know, I'm self-reliant in that sense. I am the caregiver as well. Sometimes I wonder, why did I need to get married? I'm doing everything on my own in that sense, right? So obviously there's love, and obviously that's what keeps you together, right? But there's also societal sort of pressure that you have to get married.
That you should be in a relationship, and that's, again, like that what I said earlier, that you should sort of go into your golden years together hand in hand.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the only legitimate way to have your children, right? So there's all these sort of pressures or these things that you have norms that you have to conform to. Yeah. But, you know, given the choice, if I could live in my own house.
So the caveat to all this is, if we look at Malaysia, and even when Sinting said earlier about we don't have data about dating among older women in Malaysia. And hearing him put that word to it, dating.
The word dating, right? I also had
Wow. And you don't think about older women aunties in Malaysia dating.
Yeah.
Which is a bias that I think we should rid ourselves of. And that's probably the taboo that prevents many women from sort of being able to enjoy life the way that they should and want to.
So I remember having a conversation with a relative of mine. She's in her 60s now, and she lost her husband in her 40s, early 40s. And I asked her why she wouldn't want to perhaps meet someone else and settle down. And she said because she's not interested in having to keep house and care for someone else who's also, when she's also already at that age. Now she gets to travel, she gets to have her own time, and at the same time sort of take care of herself and her health and all that. Why would she give that up when the chances are the other person is not going to do the same for her?
So that's linked to what Maggie has WhatsApped in about. She says, I suppose older women don't want to be a quote-unquote mother to someone else's old son, as would happen in late life relationships, and so-called son whom they can't discipline. And of course there's true freedom at last. Freedom in capital letters.
I feel you, Maggie. I truly do. The whole looking after someone else's son, mothering someone else's son, that happens a lot.
So the question here, I think, is will men ever grow up? And we're asking this of like 65-year-old men.
I think, Shawik, you have a son, you know? And looking at the kind of parent you are, I have faith. I have faith that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we might see boys who understand that these things should be equal.
Yeah. And, at that time, maybe we'll be able to talk about dating, older women dating without sort of like stopping and thinking that sounds so strange, right?
And
as a mother of daughters, I think it's important to tell them that this is not something that they need to aspire to.
No, that's right. And that you can choose the relationship that works for you,
exactly,
whether that's a relationship or not, whether that's living in or not. Yeah, that would be quite the ideal future.
So I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. You can continue to share your thoughts. You can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us WhatsApp messages at 018-789-8899. You can even look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture to drop us a message. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can look us up on the BFM app or also on Spotify. So that's all the time we have for today. We're going to leave you with Beyonce with some Single Ladies. This has been The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.